It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
Holy hell, man. Can y'all breathe yet? How y'all hearts doing after that game? Because mine is still recovering even 24 hours after the fact. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to a Victory Monday episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I am your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. The Eagles are once again hosting the NFC Championship game following a win over the Los Angeles Rams by a score of 28-22, and it wasn't without the drama. You want to talk about down to the wire, panic attacks, blackouts? I was all of that. I was on my knees at the end praying to God, please, why does this always have to happen? Why? But Vic Fangio's defense ultimately comes through. Jalen Carter literally has saved my life on multiple occasions, but none bigger than yesterday's sack on third down, on 3rd and 3 to Matthew Stafford, and then Stafford's 4th down pass to Puka Nacua going out of bounds to seal the victory for the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot to get into with this game. This is going to be more of a kind of like an emotional reaction type show. I'll do all the analytical stuff tomorrow, all the breakdown stats. I'll do more of that tomorrow because I'm still juiced up from this game, still fired up after that win. And I'll tell you what, we didn't come all this way to lose to the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. And how poetic would it be to send those fools home after all the talking they did, after Jalen got hurt in the last game and they beat Kenny Pickett and all that stuff. It all would be so sweet to send them home in the NFC Championship game. But a lot of stuff to talk to in this game, and there's a lot of discourse already going on about Jalen Hurts and his lackadaisical passing numbers. It was a blizzard. The snow was coming down. Like, what did you think? Jalen Hurts is going to throw for 350 yards in this game? Like, I don't know what people thought, but the most important stat for Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles is the W. And Saquon Barkley, undisputed star in this game. Two more touchdowns on the Rams of 60-plus yards. I don't know what the game plan was for the Rams this week, but it clearly wasn't stopping Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley against the Rams this season in total, 534 yards, four touchdowns, all over 60-plus yards on 52 carries. He had another 205 yards yesterday, the fifth most in a playoff game. He had one of over 60 yards. He had the 78 yard score that a lot of us thought sealed the game, but not the Rams. The Rams had other ideas. They cut the lead to six with 2:51 left to play, and then the Rams got the ball back and got into the red zone with one final chance. When Stafford connected with Kupp on about the 25 yard line, whatever line it was, but when Nacua caught that pass along the sideline, I think my soul left my body. I don't think I was remotely on this planet anymore. I was tears in my eyes. I was sweaty. I thought of every worst possible outcome. I was honestly in the mindset was like, just let them score at this point and get the ball back and drive down to a field goal if we can trust Jake with it. I don't want to give Jake too much crap on this podcast because he came through with a couple clutch field goals, but my God, make your extra points. If you make your extra points, it's not nearly as dramatic as it could have been at the end of the game. You missed one earlier, you missed one late. And I was starting to think, like, man, maybe Jake just needs adversity. Maybe he just needs a blizzard. He needs torrential downpour to because he always hits these kicks in these rains and snow games and all this stuff. But in perfect conditions, it's a problem for him. But Jake, I need you practicing your extra points all week long. I do not need another situation like this next weekend. But it was getting to the point where I was like, man, just let them score. We got to drive down to get the game-winning field goal. I do not need the Rams to score with no time left. I couldn't feel my legs. I was about to throw up. And I posted a picture of my heart rate. You know, those of us with Apple Watches can monitor our heart rates. And I posted a picture of mine on that final drive, 106 beats per minute. I thought that was high. But other Eagles fans sent me their screenshots. 125, 176. If you have 176 beats per minute, you need to go see a cardiologist immediately. These Eagles are gonna kill us. They are gonna kill us. They're gonna shorten our lives with the shit that they pull. But my God, Jalen Carter, a superstar performance from Jalen Carter. He took the game in his own hands at the end of that game there. And shout out to Jalen Carter for approaching Jared Verse. Jared Verse, of course, had his comments about Eagles fans prior to this game. He took a lap around the stadium before the game and you know, taunted Eagles fans. And Jalen Carter approached him and said, put money up. You want to talk all that crap? Put money up. Jared Verse, of course, declined. And he said, I'll pocket that $77,000, though. $77,000 was referenced to the NFC Championship bonus that players get when they advance to the championship game. Jalen Carter came ready to play in this game. That sack on third down could not have been any more clutch. He ended the game with five tackles, three QB hits, two sacks, a pass breakup, as well as a pivotal forced fumble that Zach Bond recovered. And Jalen Carter, if Barkley didn't play this game, Jalen Carter would be my MVP. He's certainly my defensive MVP. And the defense did a lot of good things as well. Shout out to Oren Burks, who answered the bell in place of N'Kobe Dean. I was worried about that linebacker spot. I had highlighted that on the preview pod that I think Sean McVay and Tyler Higbee are going to target that area. But Oren Burks, we didn't see a lot of Jeremiah Trotter in this game. I don't remember seeing him much. I don't have the snap counts in front of me. I'll do all that tomorrow. But Oren Burks, he had an impressive game from my perspective. He answered the bell when his number was called, and the Eagles are truly the living embodiment of next man up. I've said this before on prior podcasts that regardless of the position, this team is always prepared when Slay goes down, and he has a number of times this year. Isaiah Rodgers is ready to go. When an offensive lineman goes down, reserves are ready. Tyler Steen and those boys are ready to go. And now when we lost N'Kobe Dean, Oren Burks comes in and the defense does not miss a beat. And that goes to Sirianni. It's a testament to the preparation and everything that goes into it. And this team is always ready to go, no matter if you're a backup, a starter, it does not matter. This team is always ready to go. Jalen Hurts ended the day 15 of 20 passing, 128 yards. He also added 70 yards on the ground and had that 44-yard touchdown to start the game. I'm sick about the second one getting called back because I had a parlay of Jalen Hurts, two touchdowns, and Josh Allen, two touchdowns. Josh got his, Jalen got his one early, and then he had the tush push. But Lane Johnson flinched, false start got called. They settled for the field goal, and I lost out on $400 on that. So it is what it is. Lane, love you to death, but my God, why did that day you had to do it? But I'm not appreciating the discourse that is going around that Jalen Hurts. First of all, I don't really care about the stats, to be honest. Not in the playoffs anyway. There's a lot of people crying, like, I don't want to see Hurts. Not Eagles fans, just national pundits are saying, I don't want to watch Jalen Hurts throw for 125 yards in the Super Bowl. I don't care if he throws for 5 yards in the Super Bowl and Saquon runs for 300. I do not care. You think Tom Brady gave a damn when he threw for 505 and lost the Super Bowl to the Eagles? I don't think he did. I don't care how it gets done. I really don't, but Jalen Hurts continues to win games. Jalen Hurts has 10 touchdowns and 0 picks in his last 5 playoff games. I do not care. I don't care how it looks. I really don't. Jalen Hurts has been sensational as a playoff performer, and he continues to rise up. And he was injured for the entire second half. I don't think he even felt his legs in the second half. Combined with the cold and getting folded up on, whatever drugs they gave him at halftime, they shot up cortisone, super serum, whatever they gave him, he came out and he was okay. He couldn't run as much. You could tell that he was limited with his rushing ability. But he was able to bootleg, so you know the defense still had to respect that he was still mobile before just locking in on Saquon Barkley. After the game, Jalen Hurts said that he will play next week. We'll see how the week goes. But, of course, Jalen's not going to miss the NFC Championship game. He went into the tent, came out for the next drive, and he wore a brace for the entire second half. So we will monitor that moving forward as well. Quinyon Mitchell came out of the game with the shoulder injury. My biggest fear was a broken collarbone. It looked like he was focusing on that area when he was going into the locker room. But he said after the game that he has no long-term concern and he should be fine. We don't have a status. It's early in the week. We don't know about his status of next week's game yet. But I'll be sure to keep you guys informed when we do get some news on that regard. But all around fantastic performance from the Eagles. Not the greatest AJ Brown day. You know, AJ Brown, here's my thing. If A.J. Brown catches that perfect dime pass, if A.J. Brown catches that pass that Jalen put on him inside the 10-5-yard line, and then Devontae Smith comes down with that pass, and he got cracked on by Akilah Witherspoon that caused the unnecessary roughness penalty, that was a 50-55-yard dot by Jalen Hurts. If both those passes get completed, and the Dallas Goedert pass also doesn't get called back, he's well over 200 yards passing, and we don't have to listen about none of this. But nobody's going to talk about that. They're just going to highlight that Jalen Hurts threw for 100 yards and he's getting carried by a number one defense and the best running back in football and all this and that. And even if that is the case, I do not care. I really don't. Josh Allen yesterday, literally almost the same stat line. Josh Allen, 16 for 22, 127 yards. He ran for 2 touchdowns. Are we going to hear about Josh Allen today? I don't think so. I don't think we are, because that is not the narrative that these guys want to push. Patrick Mahomes on Saturday, 16 for 25, 177 yards, 1 passing touchdown. You do what you got to do to win in the playoffs. Doesn't have to be pretty. Doesn't have to be gaudy. Would we like aerial assaults and to beat down on teams by 4 scores? Yes, we would like that. But sometimes that doesn't happen in the postseason, especially when there is 3 inches of snow on the ground. Like, I really don't understand why people think that Jalen was going to air it out. Now, I know the first half or so, it was pretty clear conditions, but I don't know what the expectations were for Jalen Hurts in this game. He did everything that you had to do to win the game, and that is what matters most in the postseason.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to 1 player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A.J. Brown, just two catches for 14 yards. One of those came on a clutch third down, so he still shows up when needed. But that's just three catches over the last two games for A.J. I don't know if that knee is really giving it to him, but that one catch, A.J. never misses those. You want him to come down with that. Not the greatest A.J. game. We'll see what's going on. He said that the conditions impacted it a little bit, but I'm starting to think that injury is a little more bothersome than we're led to believe. So we'll see how well that goes. Devontae Smith, four catches, 21 yards. Dallas Goedert, four catches, 56 yards. Saquon Barkley, effective in the pass game yesterday, four catches, 27 yards. Big, big stuff there from Saquon Barkley. And I'm running out of things to say about Saquon. He said after the game, this is why I came to Philadelphia, for games like this. Him rushing to that end zone on that 70-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter and him banging his head, I can't put into words the excitement that he pumps into the city on plays like that. And he's transformed this team in so many ways. In so many ways. I know that for Jalen Hurts, one of the big things that is going to be harped on this week are the sacks, because he took a couple of bad ones yesterday. Two of them took you out of field goal range. You can't take sacks in those situations. The safety, I will cut him a little slack on, because I don't understand why Kellen Moore is calling a shotgun pass play backed up against your own end zone on 2nd and 6. And the rush was immediately in Jalen's face, and he couldn't get away from it. And knowing that his leg is messed up by that time, I don't understand what Kellen was thinking there. I'm not gonna harp on the safety so much as far as criticism goes to Jalen, but he shouldn't be taking 7 sacks in a game. That's way, way, way too many sacks. Jalen has to get rid of the ball, and I know that his leg was hampering him and stuff like that, and waiting for plays to process, and you want to make something happen, but you got to throw the ball away in certain situations. Those two particular that took them out of field goal range were killers, killers. One of them was in the second quarter, a 2nd and 8 on the 30-yard line, and that drive ended in a punt. You can't do that. You can't do that in the postseason. Better teams will capitalize on stuff like that. Nolan Smith continues to come up big for the Eagles. He's up to 9.5 sacks over his last 14 games. He had a strip sack that was recovered by Zach Bond. I made a mistake earlier saying that Jalen Carter's forced fumble was recovered by Bond. That one was recovered by Isaiah Rodgers and returned. So my mistake on that. Everything's still a jumble really from yesterday. But these Georgia boys are coming through, and Nolan Smith came out holding up the N'Kobe Dean jersey, because that game was for him. I really think that last stop was for N'Kobe Dean. That defense, I think CJ said that after the game, that it means a lot when the defense comes through for situations like that, because you think about guys that put the work in all year long, like N'Kobe Dean, who can't be a part of this now, and you want to go out and perform for them and make sure that all their work wasn't for naught in this season. And that final stop was for N'Kobe Dean. And that is great stuff. Nolan Smith continues to show up. Josh Sweat with a very good tackle for loss to get the Rams offense off the field as well. Josh Sweat came through. Jalix Hunt with a big sack as well. These edge rushers are coming up. They don't have one game record like Hassan Reddick in years past, but they got guys who all play together, and that is important in the postseason. It's important anytime, really, but more so than ever in the postseason. Nick Sirianni continues to own Sean McVay, continues to own all the Dan Campbells, Matt LaFleur's. But Sirianni's still undefeated against Sean McVay. He now has the most wins in the first four NFL seasons in league history, with 52 wins between 2021 and 2024. Sirianni has his team locked in, dialed in. Nick Sirianni, my praises go out to you for your continued success here in Philadelphia. Now, it's a little rumor here from a little birdie that told me that Brandon Graham might, I don't know a percentage now. I don't want to like set the world on fire, but Brandon Graham might be here relatively soon. I don't know if it's going to be next week, but if the Eagles make the Super Bowl, there's a good chance Brandon Graham can play in that game. Really good chance. So we'll keep an eye on that and keep an eye on the words of Brandon Graham to see what he has to say. He said a few weeks ago when he first got hurt that I might be back for the Super Bowl. And recently, he said it again. So we'll keep an eye on all that stuff moving forward. Thank you guys for tuning into this edition of the Philly Pod. Wanted to do a quick little reaction because I'm still fired up from the game. I'll gather all the stats and all that stuff when I do my rewatch later today, and I'll come up here tomorrow to give you more of a breakdown on that front. And then start our preview as we look ahead to the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. If you like the show, please subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod. I will catch y'all tomorrow. Until then, y'all go Birds. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log in to your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.